Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And we're back with Rick Smith. Rick's a friend of ours, a member of our Brain Trust, the author of The Leap. He's a small business owner just like you and me. And you can go, you can find his the previous visits he's had with us on our website at smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out there. Hey, Rick, thanks again for hanging out with us. And I know you got your new business off the ground this year, and tell us what you've learned. What have you learned about starting a business in 2011 that maybe somebody out there who'd like to do that themselves, you know, not what you're doing, but something else. What have you learned that would help them?
Well, I would say you've got to be flexible. I started my first business in 2004, and you know, everything just went right. We signed up 16 out of the first 17 companies we talked to, we grew it to $10 million in revenue in just under 3 years, and it was just sort of everything hit on all cylinders with the first idea. And this time around, you sort of get kind of confident, hey, I can do it again, I've got an even better idea, and it didn't really work right out of the gate. Very surprising and a humbling experience, and it sort of caused me to say, okay, how do I regroup, how do I change it? You know, and really get back to the customers and say, okay, well, if this isn't the idea, then what is? Because I know there's a pain point here. And sure enough, they steer you to something else that, you know, that does work and allows you to get, you know, to get off the ground.
What a novel idea. Listen to customers.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and let them tell you exactly what the problem is. I think that's the issue, you know, what you were saying in terms of you can find your niche. You know, it doesn't have to be a great economy. In fact, I think in a lot of cases, a lesser economy creates more opportunity because people in their organizations, things aren't working and they need to do something different. So, you know, can you take something that works and provide a lower cost alternative? There's an opportunity there.
Which means that maybe if what you're doing isn't working, there's nothing wrong with your product. Maybe it's the way you're delivering. You know, Rick, I say all the time on the show, and my audience is that they're already rolling their eyes. They know what I'm going to say. It's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's just not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
And yeah, exactly. And I would say too that the channel, I just really emphasize the importance of the channel. You know, when you're a small business, I think one of the key things is to look much bigger than you are. Mm-hmm. And you know, to create that sales channel and brand by leveraging other organizations. When you know we're only 7 people right now, but we have partnerships with Accenture and Spencer Stewart and McKinsey and some of these large companies that have much broader access and brand recognition. You know, that allows you to do things that you couldn't do just by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, no question about that. I call that the Forrest Gump strategy. And you remember the movie, The Forrest Gump, where he kept showing up beside, getting his picture taken beside all these famous people?
Yeah.
And that's what I call that. I call it, because I've done that myself. You know, when my company was little bitty, my brand was next to the companies like IBM and folks like that, you know, and small businesses, you know, that's a good idea. Whenever you get an opportunity to co-brand with other people, even if it's just another local company that's got a bigger brand than you, if you can find a way to do something to build a strategic alliance with folks with a bigger brand, that's always good, isn't it?
You know, it is. It's not as easy to do as people think. I think a lot of people think, well, you have to have those relationships or you have to call in favors. And, you know, I think the one thing to keep in mind, particularly when you're a small business, is you have to be solving everyone's problem. So not just your customer, but your suppliers and your financers and your, your partners. It's got to be 100% win for them to be involved with you, or yeah. they're not going to do you any favors.
Right, no question about it. No, it isn't easy. But you know, Rick, I've had people ask me, how did I do that? I've had actually had people say, how did you pull that off, that relationship or that whatever it might be? And I, after I thought about it, I said, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to.
Exactly. No, well, I've had the same question. And again, I think it comes down to the same thing as with the customers. You find the pain point of your partners. What is it that they are really trying to accomplish in their world? And then how does what you're doing help them directly accomplish that thing? Yep. It's exactly the same thing with customers, but it's the whole ecosystem you have to be solving problems for.
Well, there's no question about it. And what you said earlier is a good point. In this current economy, there's more pain than before, which means that you might be able to still sell what you sell. You just might have to be delivering it, putting it, inserting it, you know, putting it on top of or underneath of or whatever, turning it upside down in a different box, or put it in a bag instead of a box or whatever. You just might have to do that differently.
Absolutely. And in fact, I mean, one of the areas that there's actually another business that we're looking to launch, in a space that I thought was completely locked up. There's no way another competitor could ever come in. And sure enough, we changed one little thing in the model, and we've got 50 companies that are already interested in right. kicking it off with it. So
you got to pay attention.
You'd be surprised where the opportunity is.
Give us your website, please.
Right now I'm with a company called G100.com, which is G100 is a group of 100 or so public company CEOs. That get together, and then I'm still right. somewhat active on my blog at ricksmith.me.
All right. Rick, thanks for being here. Good job today. I'll see you next time. Rick Smith, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too, just you and me, after these messages. I've got something I want to say to you.
I don't know why they don't explode.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.